Chip Brown joins us. AM 1300 in Austin, Texas. HornsDigest.com. And you can follow Chip on Twitter. Great follow for all things Big 12 at Chip Brown HD. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us here on the Morning Drive on ESPN 960.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be here.
Yeah, nice catching up with you. I know we talked a few times in my old days at KSL. I guess this is the it's depressing, frankly, in Utah County and BYU's areas. They were hoping, as I thought a couple of weeks ago, that there was no way that they couldn't vote to expand. It just made too much sense. But now I've come around, as I've been saying, not the Carl Malone 360, but I have come 180 to realize that they're not going to expand. And you've been on top of this, saying this for better part of a long time, but really the last week or so. When will it be official? When is this thing going to come and go? What's going on right now?
Well, it'll Bob Bowlsby, the commissioner of the Big 12, said yesterday that he wants a vote either way by the end of the summer. So they will meet again in August, and I think that's when he'll ask for that vote. So nothing will be, official at this point, but the candidates, and there will be presentations made today and tomorrow about specific schools, which I hope we get to hear from the presidents about, what their impressions are, because they might talk about specific schools, they may not, but I think BYU has always been sort of at the forefront, and but the bottom line is the Big 12 is they're going to be as good as Texas and Oklahoma are, and Texas has not been very good for 6 years, and that's why everyone looks at the Big 12 and says that it's a leaking boat. They need help, but when they looked at the pool candidates who were not currently in Power Five conferences 4 years ago, they looked at BYU and Cincinnati and Connecticut, and they decided that it didn't. The TV partners basically told them none of these schools bring a full share, so we're not going to tear up contracts for this. Mm-hmm. And right now, TV's in a very precarious spot because they're realizing that the only thing of value in their industry is rights to live sporting events. So everybody's slashing costs left and right to get to, be able to bid on live rights. And so they're not, ESPN and Fox are not in a hurry right now to start a Big 12 network. And it's complicated because Oklahoma's rights are with Fox for third tier. Texas's are with ESPN. Texas's are obviously much bigger and longer. And then there's other rights agreements with, Kansas and Kansas State, and West Virginia has Root. I mean, it's completely tangled. It's not easy. And so there's a lot of, we need to expand if we're going to have a network. Or, is that why you expand, or do you expand because it makes all kinds of sense, geographic sense, financial sense? Oh, and we could have a network.
Right.
So that's where all of this kind of gets lost, and they need 8 votes to do both of those things, to expand and to have a network, and they don't have the votes, and I don't think they're going to have the votes.
8 out of 10?
So, 8 out of 10.
Wow.
So, things could change, but I'm told that it just, with the pool of candidates right now, it doesn't seem like they're going to have the votes by the end of the summer.
Despairing sound you might not hear, but there's a wind blowing from the BYU area. That's the exhale of despair as they start to process this idea that there's no expansion coming. And certainly, if there was, there'd be hope and maybe partying in the streets because they think they were in, but there's not even an expansion. But I want to go back to something. You talked about presentations by the Houstons, the Cincinnati's, Memphis. You know, who knows? You know, maybe you do, because Tom Homo, BYU athletic director, has been, and really to his credit, I understand they have been tight-lipped. You're not getting anything out of them other than to say they're doing their due diligence behind the scenes. Do you know if BYU is making any kind of a presentation, and what do you know? Because we're not hearing anything.
Well, I think the presentation is going to be made by a consultant about the Houston's, Memphis's, BYU's, and just so that the presidents can hear what kind of value
I see,
you know, each school would bring. So I don't think it'll be representatives from those schools. It will be a consultant to the conference who has coordinated with their research groups, and that will be the presentation.
Okay, so 4 years ago, they decided that they just didn't see, for many reasons, there wasn't an urgency to expand, one of those being that the schools that would be considered, really, there was, as you said, there was not a big case made. Now, so now, if they're not, let's say they were going to expand, would BYU be an automatic in? It would seem to me now, if you're just going on, you know, football tradition and storied programs, they'd be a knockout compared to the others. But it's not about that. So the tough question is, if they were going to expand, do you think BYU would be one of the two?
I think BYU has been and still is a leading candidate for expansion if the Big 12 goes in that direction. You know, you hear about BYU would be a high-maintenance member because they don't, you know, play games on Sundays, and it's not you know, the easiest travel, but you're right. I mean, BYU has a national brand, so
right.
I think that's always been in BYU's favor, and so I think they remain a leading candidate for expansion if the Big 12 goes in that direction.
Is the fact that they would be, you know, highly competitive, is that a detriment to their case? Like, coming to Provo to play football, everybody knows, is difficult. It's altitude, and, you know, there is the travel involved and so forth. But is that, I don't want to say a deal breaker, but does that work against BYU, you know, more so in football than basketball, obviously? But do you think that factors in at all, or would they like the idea of the story tradition with the quarterback U and the national championship in their ancient history and so forth?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get to West Virginia. So,
yeah.
You know, no, but I think you want competitive teams. You want teams that bring cachet. You want,
right.
Let's be honest, you want teams that bring TV eyeballs.
Right.
Everything is driven by TV revenue. It's sad in a lot of ways. But as fans, I guess we understand it, because who are we going to turn on the TV for?
Right.
What games are we going to want to watch? So you want competitive fights, you know, it's like a boxing promoter. So, you know, BYU's success on the field is absolutely a draw, because you're talking to the TV industry. You're ultimately, these decisions get made by presidents and boards of regents, which is kind of scary. We've seen that. You know, back in 2011, a bunch of dentists and lawyers and, you know, making the decision about what school is going to be where. But that's the bottom line. I mean, it's driven by TV revenue. And so, you know, success on the field is a big draw.
We're getting the very latest on Big 12 possibilities with Chip Brown, AM 1300 in Austin, Texas, and also very much involved with hornsdigest.com. Follow him on Twitter, at ChipBrownHD. I want to ask you if Texas and new president, newish president Greg Fenves is a linchpin in this whole process, a little more moderate than the older guy, the other guy, is this a key to, you know, pivoting off to a position where sometime in the near future they would expand?
Yes. I mean, the bottom line is the Longhorn Network contract is through 2030, and the Big 12 Tier 1 and Tier 2 TV contracts are through 2025. So that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, at some point, that's going to have to be resolved. And, you know, ESPN did that for a reason. They wanted Texas anchored in the Big 12, not going anywhere, keeping the Big 12 property, which is, again, ESPN is the Tier 1 partner for the Big 12, protecting an asset of ESPN. So Texas is going to be instrumental in this, because if they ever were to tear up that LHN contract, it would have to be for something better.
Right.
It, not only the, you know, the 20 years and $300 million, it would have to be better than that.
Wow.
Because you don't give up a negotiated contract that you got at a time where you were the hottest commodity in real life. And you were the one, not Oklahoma, and this is not easy for Oklahoma fans to hear, you were the one that ESPN put all its money in, and you do have unequal revenue sharing in the Big 12, which has been a huge problem.
Yep.
And because no one ever thought that third-tier rights would go for this amount of money. I mean, everyone thought it would be around $3 million a year. Of course, the Pac-12 would take that right now.
Yeah.
But it turned out to be $15 million, and that's unprecedented. It will never happen again, in my opinion, not for one school. I mean, Notre Dame was getting that from its NBC deal until a couple of years ago. So it's a huge obstacle to, you know, growth and changes in the Big 12, like a network, but it can be done. I think it will be done around 2024. The next big shift in realignment will come then, in my opinion, because I think that's when Texas will be comfortable with it. And at that point, I think everyone will look around and say, what's the landscape? I mean, I've talked to enough people who said that the most money to be made is by, you know, the Power Five coming together, collectively bargaining, quit stealing schools from each other's conferences and risking legal fees with grants of rights and exit fees, and work together and put, you know, the top 64, 66 teams in college football back into geographic sense, sell off the rights the way the NFL does, piece by piece, and bring it. I mean, the NFL expects to be at $27 billion annually by 2025. Why couldn't college football be there? Well, everyone's like, well, antitrust. You can cut a regular season game, go back to 11, play a 16-team playoff like FCS does,
yep,
and get four spots to the group of five. I mean, it's, you know, but that's going to take vision and cooperation, and can college athletics get there?
Right. So, you're telling BYU fans that it's 8 more years of independence. I mean,
that's probably not what they want to hear.
No, it isn't at all. I mean, this year's schedule is as good as it gets, but it's too good, you know. And Kalani Sitake, welcome to your dream job. Now you get to load up your first 8 games. Is, you know, it's brutal. And you know, this is great if it leads to, you know, being an attractive expansion target, but that's not the case. And you're talking 2024. That's a lifetime.
Well, in the Pac-12, I think, is going to have some decisions, because their third-tier television is going nowhere.
Right.
I mean, they're right at $1.5 million per year. That is way under what Larry Scott promised. The regional networks don't look like they were such a good idea. After all, they should have concentrated it on one channel, or, you know, it is what it is. So what's the Pac-12 going to do? I mean, they've got to get to the center of the country, and honestly, they've got to change their television. So to me, everyone's always looked at the Big 12 as the one that has to make all the moves, and I think the Pac-12 is going to have to do something too. So the two that are sitting pretty are the Big Ten and the SEC.
Yep.
And everyone else is chasing.
So Big 12 championship game, they can do it with 10, right? They can do it with 10.
Yeah.
It's just, but 12 is more attractive. Do you think the championship game is coming soon?
That has a chance because it's more money. And
right.
You know, I mean, sadly, it's 20 to 30 million, and that's 2 to 3 million per school
yep.
in addition to what they're getting now. So that could get some traction. To me, that's the one thing this summer that could, you know, get some traction.
Could they do that in 2016? Could or I get, yeah, 2016 or yeah, in November of 2016?
You know, they would have to come up with a location, but they could. They could.
Wow.
They could do that.
Well, this has been great. We certainly appreciate you jumping on with us, Chip Brown, AM 1300 in Austin, obviously hornsdigest.com, at Chip Brown HD on Twitter. Keep up the great work. Appreciate your taking some time to join us here on the morning drive. And it was bad news, but that's okay. That's just sometimes we got to do what we got to do, right?
Hey, Tom, I'm sorry. Hopefully, you know, maybe we got all these new presidents. Maybe things will change. I mean, three schools right now have interim presidents. Maybe when their permanent president gets in, things will change. But right now, not so much.
So you're saying there's a chance.
You're saying there's a chance.
Sweet. Chip, thanks so much. Great catching up with you. We'll talk to you down the road. Continued good work. Keep it up. Thanks.
Thanks, Tom.